Welcome. Today should be October 10th, 2019. And this is episode 2 of Evie's Little Podcast. And I'm working on a more appropriate name. All in Fun about Eve and Adam. This one is sort of off the wall. And I might get a few haters. But keep in mind, this is just my imagination. And it actually started as a joke. I added some to fill out the content, but the basic story is the same. And it was originally written September 9th, 2019. And the question is, could it be that the rib theory is wrong? What if Adam was pulled from Eve through her throat, making Adam the inside out of Eve? Essentially, dividing the one into two, but opposite beings. Then perhaps God did a little manipulative sculpting, putting the internal reproductive organs on the outside of the body in two parts. The ovaries and fallopian tubes toward the back for seed production, and the canal with the cervix on the end to the front for seed delivery, which left the uterus sort of squished and suspended in the base of the pelvic floor between the pubic bones about halfway outside the body. God's not wasteful, so it became the prostate, and then filled the canal with the endometrium that in women was used for childbearing. Now, the breasts had to go somewhere. So, Adam was stretched wider at the chest and shoulders to make room inside for the extra bulk. And the muscles that once held them up now holds them in. The nipples remain as a reminder of his origin and their connection to the sustainability of life. And as such, he is endowed with all their sensitivities, but since he is now Eve's opposite, he's spared the burden of producing milk. Now, poor Adam was a mess and raw from the experience. So God took pity and proceeded to fix him up, smooth out the bumpy, sensitive bits, wrapping him in tough skin layers and amped up the testosterone so he'd be warmer, which also negated the cyclic schedule that is still the nature of Eve. With ovaries and fallopian tubes all on the outside now, the uterus nearly so, there was some wasted space in the pelvic area. So God, in her infinite wisdom, decided to stretch up and narrow down the pelvic and hip bones. It wouldn't be worthing babies anyway. So why not make Eve a little more comfortable? Oh, and God left that tiny little lump there at Adam's throat sort of as proof to where she held him while she worked. Now, though this is fantasy, anyone who has had anatomy and physiology in school and can forget about the different dogmas surrounding creation for a second or two can see how this might be. So, it is true that all fetuses start their growth as female. They don't start masculinization until about 10 weeks, which is complete at about 12 to 14 weeks. And it's known, you know, that the seed of Adam struggles to enter inside the seed of Eve, or male into female. And that's sort of going back to his origin. So when things are just right, it produces another being. So, kind of makes sense. But it is just fantasy. And this is Evelyn Mitchell of Evie's Little Podcast. Thank you for listening.